Lesson 4. Section 1. Task 1. Weather forecast.
And now over to Marcia Davenport for today's weather forecast. Marcia?
Thanks, Peter. Well, as you can see from the weather map, there's varied weather activity across the United States and Canada today. Let's start with the West Coast, where it's raining from British Columbia down to Northern California. The high in Seattle will be 50 degrees. Southern California will be in better shape today. They'll have sunny skies and warmer temperatures. We're looking for a high of 78 degrees in San Diego. The Midwest will be having clear but windy weather. Oklahoma City will see a high of 65 and sunny skies with very strong winds. Down in Houston, we're looking for cloudy skies and a high of 69. Over to the east in Miami, we expect the thermometer to reach 64 degrees, but it'll be cloudy and quite windy. Up in the northeast, it looks like winter just won't let go. New York City will be having another day of heavy rains, high winds, and cold temperatures, with a high of only 35 degrees expected. Further north in Montreal, it's even colder, 28 degrees, with snow flurries expected today. Over in Toronto, it's sunny, but a cold 30 degrees. And that's this morning's weather forecast. We'll have a complete weather update today at noon.
Task 2. The 5 o'clock news.
Good evening, I'm Charles McKay, and this is the 5 o'clock evening news. The top story this hour. The town of Delta has been declared a health hazard. The entire town of Delta was closed down by government authorities yesterday after testing confirmed that the town had been poisoned by the dumping of toxic chemicals in town dumps. Suspicions were first aroused 3 weeks ago when 200 people telephoned the hospital complaining of headaches, stomach aches, faintness, and dizziness. An investigation revealed that toxic wastes had leaked into the ground and contaminated the water supply. People were being poisoned by their drinking water and by the fruits and vegetables they were eating from their gardens. In fact, any contact they had with soil or water was dangerous. Government authorities have ordered all residents to leave the area until the chemical company responsible for the toxic waste can determine whether the town can be cleaned up and made safe again. And now, here's Sarah Cooper with tonight's Consumer Report. Sarah?
Thank you, Charles, and good evening. There was some good news for beer drinkers today. A recent study of 17,000 Canadians shows that people who drink beer moderately are healthier than people who drink other alcoholic beverages, such as wine or liquor. Researchers say they don't yet know exactly why this is so. They found, however, that moderate beer drinkers reported less illness and appeared to have a lower risk of death from heart disease. Good health seemed to be connected to the amount of beer consumed and the regularity of drinking. People who drank beer one or more times a day reported the least amount of illness. Heavy drinkers, however, people who drank 35 or more pints of beer a week, reported more illness. The war against cigarette smoking is heating up again. Legislation was introduced today that would make it illegal to advertise cigarettes, cigars, or any other tobacco product in any form of media. That means ads would be banned from newspapers, magazines, television, radio, and billboards. The legislation would also prevent tobacco manufacturers from sponsoring sporting events and from giving away free samples. This is the strongest anti-smoking legislation that has been introduced to date. Cigarette manufacturers insist that the legislation would be useless. In fact, they claim that in parts of the country where advertising has already been prohibited, cigarette smoking has actually increased. That concludes the Consumer Report for tonight. Let's go over now to Jerry Ryan and find out what's happening in the world of sports. Jerry?
Thanks, Sarah, and good evening, sports fans. It was an exciting day in world soccer. Mexico defeated France 7-6 in a close game that offered spectators plenty of excitement. The game between Canada and Argentina ended in a tie, 3-3. And in a game that's still in progress, Italy is leading Haiti 2-1, with 30 minutes left to go. Tune in tonight at 11 for a complete sports update.
Section 2. Task 1. What do you like for entertainment?
Well,
Well, here I am at the Brooklyn Academy of Dramatic Arts. I'm asking students here about their favorite forms of artistic entertainment. Pop or classical concerts, art galleries or the theater, the ballet or the opera. The first person I'm going to talk to is Benny Gross. Benny comes from New York and he's 20 years old and he's studying the piano. Benny, hello and welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks.
So, first question, Benny. Have you ever been to an art gallery?
Yes, lots of times.
And the ballet? Have you ever been to the ballet?
Yes, a few times. It's all right. I quite like it.
And what about classical concerts?
Yes, of course. Many, many times.
Next, have you ever been to an exhibition, Benny?
Oh, yes. I love going to photographic exhibitions.
Oh, do you? Now, next question. What about a folk concert?
No, never. I think folk music is awful.
Okay. And the opera? Have you ever been to the opera?
Yes, two or three times. It's a little difficult, but I quite like it.
And a pop concert?
No, never.
And finally, have you ever been to the theater?
Yes, once or twice, but I didn't like it much.
Okay, Benny. And now the next thing is, which do you like best from this list of eight forms of artistic entertainment?
Well, I like going to classical concerts best because I'm a musician, and I love classical music.
Okay, and what next?
Let's see. Next, art galleries, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then exhibitions.
Okay, art galleries, then exhibitions. Then, the theater?
No, I don't think so. I don't really like the theater.
The ballet? The opera? Well, which do you prefer of those two?
The opera.
So, of the theater and the ballet, which do you prefer?
The ballet, I think, because there's the music. I can always enjoy the music if I don't always like the dancing.
Right. Well, thanks very much, Benny.
You're welcome.
My next guest is Kimberly Martins. What are you studying here, Kimberly?
Modern dance. I want to be a professional dancer when I leave.
Okay, so here we go. First question. Have you ever been to an art gallery?
Yes, lots of times.
And have you ever been to the ballet? Oh, stupid question, I think.
Yes, a bit. Of course I have. I go almost every night if I can.
And what about a classical concert?
Yes. There are classical concerts here a lot. The other students perform here, and I go to those when I can.
What about exhibitions? Have you ever been?
Oh, yes, lots of times. I like exhibitions. Exhibitions about famous people. Dancers, actors, you know.
Mm-hmm. But what about a folk concert? Have you ever been to one of them?
No, I don't like folk music very much.
What about the opera?
No, never. I don't really like opera. It's a bit too heavy for me.
A pop concert?
Yes. I saw Madonna once.
Ooh.
She was fantastic. She's a really great dancer.
And have you ever been to the theater?
Yes, I have.
Right. Thank you, Kimberly. My next question is, which do you like best of all? I think I know the answer.
Yes. Ballet, of course. Mm. After that, exhibitions. And after that, art galleries.
Okay.
What's left? Can I see the list?
Yes, of course.
Let me see. Oh, it's difficult. I suppose... What next? Classical concerts, pop concerts, the theater. Well, I think pop concerts next. I like going to those. Then, I don't know. Classical concerts or the theater? Classical concerts, I think. So that leaves the theater after them. Okay?
Great. And many thanks for talking to us, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Task 2. Are you a heavy smoker?
Yes?
6 packets of Rothmans and 3 of Silk Cut, please.
6 Rothmans and 3 Silk Cut. That's £6.55, £3.30, 3 Silk Cut, £1.44. That's £4.74 altogether. Thank you. 26p change and your stamp.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
I wonder whether you'd help us. We're doing a survey on smokers' habits. Would you mind if...
Well, I'm in a bit of a hurry, actually.
It will only take a few minutes. We'd very much appreciate your help.
Well, all right. I can spare that, I suppose.
Thank you. You are a smoker, of course.
Yes, I'm afraid I am. My husband is too, as you can see, and just bought the week's ration.
Would you describe yourself as being a heavy smoker?
Heavy, no. I wouldn't call 3 packets of 20 a week heavy smoking. That's not even 10 a day. No, a light smoker. My husband, he's different.
Yes?
I get in twice as many as a week for him. He smokes 20 or more a day.
You wouldn't describe him as a chain smoker?
No, he's not as bad as that.
Right. Thank you, Mrs...
Oh, Bradley. Doris Bradley.
Mrs. Bradley. You and your husband smoke cigarettes, I see. What about cigars? A pipe? Does your husband...
Oh, he's never smoked a pipe. He's a restless, nervy type. I always associate pipe smoking with people of another kind. The calm, contented type. As for cigars, I suppose he never smokes more than one a year. After his Christmas dinner. Of course, I only smoke cigarettes.
Right. Now, let's keep to you, Mrs. Bradley. When and why, if that's not asking too much, did you begin to smoke? Can you remember?
Yes, I remember very well. I'm 32 now, so I must have been, 17, when I had my first cigarette. I was at a party, and, you know, at that age, you want to do everything your friends do. So when my boyfriend, not my husband, when he offered me a cigarette, I accepted it. I remember feeling awfully grown up about it. And then I started smoking, let's see now, just 2 or 3 a day, and it gradually increased.
I see. That's very clear. Now, might I ask if you have ever tried to give up smoking?
Yes, twice. The first time about 6 months before getting married. Well, that was because I was saving up, and yes, I used to smoke more in those days, sometimes 30 a day. So I decided to give it up. But only succeeded, I'm afraid, in putting it down. I still smoked a little.
And the second time?
Well, the second time I did manage to give up completely for a while. I was expecting, and the doctor advised me not to smoke at all. I went for about 7 or 8 months without a single cigarette.
Then you took it up again?
Yes, a couple of weeks after the baby was born. It was all right then, because the baby was being bottle-fed anyway.
Good. That's interesting. So, if you'd been breastfeeding, you would have gone for longer without smoking.
Definitely. It's what the doctors advised. Though not all mothers do as the doctors say.
Now, Mrs. Bradley, when do you smoke most?
When I'm sitting watching TV or reading a book. But especially when I'm in company. Yes, that's it. When I'm with friends. I never smoke when I'm doing the housework. Never. There's always too much to do.
Do you ever smoke at mealtimes?
I always have one cigarette after a meal, never on an empty stomach. Which reminds me, I must be going. My husband will be waiting for his lunch and Keith. He's my son.
Just one more question and that'll be all.
Well, if you insist.
How would you describe the effect that smoking has on you?
What do you mean?
Well, does smoking, for example, make you excitable? Keep you awake?
Oh, no, quite the contrary. As I told you before, I smoke most of times when I'm most relaxed. But quite honestly, I don't really know whether I smoke because I'm relaxed or, you know, in order to relax. Now, I really must be... Oh, please excuse me. I see, you're carrying a tape recorder. This won't be on the radio, will it?
No, Mrs. Bradley, I'm afraid not. But we do thank you all the same.
Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Bradley.
How's it going, then?
Fine. Give us a packet of seniors, will you? I'm dying for a smoke.
That's 63.
And what about you? Don't you smoke?
Section 3. Task 1. Learning to predict.
1.
Why do the actors wear roller skates?
Well, they're all playing trains, you see.
Trains?
Yes, singing trains, and they have to skate all around the audience at very high speeds. We've designed special lightweight costumes for them out of foam rubber. Otherwise...
Pause.
They'd be exhausted at the end of each performance. 2. I found it took me rather a long time to get into the book. I mean, I kept wondering when we were going to begin with the plot. When we were going to get the actual story. Apart from that, I must say that...
Pause.
I enjoyed it very much. 3.
I found it very exciting and moving. I couldn't put it down and...
Pause.
I stayed up very late to finish it.
4. Well, I do agree with Jane that the book took a long time to start. In fact, for me, it's only honest to say that...
Pause.
The book never really got started at all. 5.
I'm one of those impatient readers who want to get straight into a book from the beginning. Otherwise...
Pause.
I tend to skip parts that don't really hold my interest.
6. I'm afraid I did quite a lot of skipping with Alan Bailey's novel, and with over 500 pages it was a bit of a disappointment, really.
Yes, I must admit that...
Pause.
It was rather long.
Task 2. Dictation.
Books belong to the past.
Sir, I visited my old school yesterday. It hasn't changed in 30 years. The pupils were sitting in the same desks and reading the same books. When are schools going to move into the modern world? Books belong to the past. In our homes, radio and television bring us knowledge of the world. We can see and hear the truth for ourselves. If we want entertainment, most of us prefer a modern film to a classical novel. In the business world, computers store information so that we no longer need encyclopedias and dictionaries. But in the schools, teachers and pupils still use books. There should be a radio and television set in every classroom and a library of tapes and records in every school. The children of today will rarely open a book when they leave school. The children of tomorrow won't need to read and write at all. M.P. Miller, London.